Hyrule Lane, Disc 10.
Chapter 31. Letho Shellhound was bone weary for want of sleep. All night the cat guards had been trying to get inside the high tower chamber to capture him. Luckily, the stout door held, barricaded as it was by a heavy table and thick wooden benches wedged firmly in position. The outlaw Otter stood at the open window, breathing deeply of the cold pre-dawn air to keep himself awake. Below him, the pier and lake were still in darkness. Behind him, the spears and pikes of his enemy battered ceaselessly on the door. Letho threw back his head and roared at his tormentors.
"Don't stand there knocking, fools! Come on in, you whiskery-faced, drooling, tabby-pawed cowards! Come on, step inside and meet the shellhound. I'll rip the heads and guts from the first 10 of you who come through that door!
The banging ceased, as it would for a while. Letho laughed tiredly, turning back to the window. He knew the cats feared him. None of them was over-anxious to enter the chamber and see him carry out his threats. But he also realised that they had their orders and would soon begin trying to break in again, driven on by thoughts of what their warlord would do to them if they failed in their mission. Outside, the sky was still dark. Though as Letho watched, he began to distinguish the soft grey twinge which heralded a new day. This was reinforced by the first bird song, a lark beginning its ascent, and far off, a thrush warbling throatily. Letho's small amount of drinking water was long gone. He would have given anything for one brief cool dip in the lake far below. During the night, he had considered a high dive from the tower window, but stretched out beneath him lay the pier. The lake was too far off for him to possibly reach. Unconsciously at first, the outlaw began humming an old Otter Clan war song, thinking it had merely popped into his head. When he stopped humming, however, he could still hear the tune. Distant, yes. Far off, maybe. But nevertheless, real. Dawn's first rays seeped in from the right. Letho leaned out over the windowsill, trying to reassure himself that the sound was somewhere present. Then the banging on the door started afresh. He howled out another challenge.
"Next one who knocks on my door, I'm coming out to see who he is. If you're a mate of his, I'll leave his hide to make you a cloak and his teeth for a necklace. You can do as you please with his eyes."